This file is very simple and straightforward. After listening to it, you will have three triggers that allow you to have female company in bed whenever you want it. They're all very simple triggers, and they were listed in the description of the file.
Okay, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something, or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, and that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening. And because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. Listening to my words and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice, nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed.
And now that you are relaxed, I want you to picture something. I want you to picture yourself laying in bed, just nice and comfortable, probably getting ready for bed, or perhaps you just felt like getting there. And as you lay there, you say to yourself, "I want company now." And as soon as you say those words, a very attractive woman climbs into bed with you. She climbs into bed with you and presses her body up against yours. She really doesn't do anything more than that. She doesn't really touch you in a sexual way. She just climbs into bed, her naked body pressing itself against yours. Go ahead, imagine her. Picture the color of her hair, the color of her eyes, the size of her breasts, the shape of her body. Imagine what her nipples look like, what her skin feels like, possibly even what it smells like. Imagine her completely. And then, as you imagine that, as you imagine her lying there in bed with you, imagine saying to yourself, "I want more company." And as soon as you say it, she begins moving. She begins stroking your cock, kissing you, just simply doing all she can to make you feel more comfortable, but not in such a way that it prevents you from relaxing and going to sleep. She does it gently. She's just simply pressing herself up against you and using the warmth of her body, the warmth and passion of her body, to help you relax and get to sleep. Now, of course, there are nights that you may want more than to just go to sleep. Instead, if you want more than that, you should say, "I want pleasure," instead of saying, "I want more company." Because if you say, "I want pleasure," she won't just gently run her hand over you. She'll begin stroking you, kissing you, doing everything she can to arouse you. That's right. Everything she can to arouse you sexually, touching you, kissing you in all the places that just simply work you up so very, very much, pressing her body against you in a completely and utterly sexual way. That's right. Pressing herself against you, bringing you arousal and need and everything else that a woman can do. And as she presses herself against you, imagine her pressing against you even more, sliding her body up yours. Feel her pussy dragging itself up your leg until she's positioned right over your cock. And then feel her. Feel her as she thrusts her body downward, downward onto you. And once you feel that, feel her having sex with you. Your cock inside of her. Feel it. Feel her. Smell her. Feel everything. Because if you say, "I want pleasure," she is going to do everything she can to get you to come. She will ride you. She will let you ride her. She will bring you to the edge of orgasm and take you over, making you come, making you come. And that too will eventually help you rest. But while she's doing it, she will take you to the edge, her beautiful, luscious body, giving you all of the pleasure it possibly can, her tight pussy wrapped around your cock, riding it up and down. You can picture it. You can feel it. Your mind knows exactly what it's like to have your cock inside of a woman. And that is exactly what you are going to feel. She is going to be perfectly tight. She is going to be a perfect fit. She is going to bring you to the edge of orgasm, take you over into a shuddering, powerful orgasm, quickly and easily, and then she will stay next to you, sliding off of your cock, pressing her body against yours, and staying with you all night long while you sleep. So you see, all you have to do is speak the words, and you will get what you want. Say, "I want company now," and you will feel an attractive woman climb into bed with you and press her body against yours. It can be any type of woman you desire. It can be a different woman every night if you desire it. It entirely depends on what your subconscious mind desires, who you picture climbing into bed with you. Yes, that's right. It doesn't matter who you choose. It doesn't matter what she looks like. Let your mind think about her for a second, and then say the words, I want company now, and she will be in bed with you. And then once she's there, feel free to say, I want more company, and feel her touching and moving against you, helping you relax and get to sleep. But of course, if you want pleasure, then say, I want pleasure, and she will bring you powerful orgasm, using her body to take you over the edge into orgasmic bliss. It doesn't matter which triggers you choose, just choose the ones you want most on any given night. Listen to this file as often as you need, until it works for you each and every time, and let the triggers sink deeply into your mind. They're simple triggers, and they'll work wonderfully for you each and every time you use them. And now it's time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.